2006, meeting of the Marine Resources Commission to order. I'd like to ask Ms. Tracy West to give the invocation, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance, which will be led by Mr. Carl Josephson of Bob McDonald's Attorney General's Office.
Almighty God, Lord of heaven and earth, we humbly pray that your gracious providence may give and persevere to our use of the fruitfulness of this land and of the seas, and may prosper all who labor therein, that we, who are constantly receiving good things from your hand, may always give you thanks. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Please face the flag and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. Let the record reflect that we do have a quorum. The Eastern Shore contingent will be somewhat delayed today due to the fact that there's an accident on the Bay Bridge Tunnel, but they will be here as soon as they possibly can. At this point, Mr. Fox, point of order.
Yes. Mr. Chairman, it's come to my attention that since our last meeting, one of our members has passed over the magical age of 40, and has moved into middle age, and he seems to have survived this quite well, but I think a little applause for Rick Robbins, who's now in the middle ages, to do.
Ten years from the AARP card.
Yeah, that's right. I get 10% off at Hardee's now.
All right. Before we start, I'd like to swear in staff that will be testifying, maybe testifying as well as representatives of Virginia Institute of Marine Science. Do you solemnly swear the testimony that you will give or may give today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Be seated, please. You have the agenda in front of you. Are there any corrections or deletions to the agenda as printed? Mr. Grab?
Yes, sir. We have two changes you have in front of you. First off, a letter from Mr. Cole Spencer asking for a deferral of item 11. He wishes to avail himself of some additional time to try to work with the protestant in that matter. And we have received a request from Mr. Carr on item 13, a request that that item be deferred. He recently underwent some chemotherapy and was unable to make it today, so he's asking for that deferral. At this point, we'd recommend that you just defer them indefinitely and let us work with the agenda to bring them back at the appropriate time.
That would be fine. I know Mr. Stagg was going to work to try to get in touch with the protestants yesterday. Were you relatively successful in doing that?
Relatively. I don't think he was able to get a hold of all of them. But.
Okay. Any other corrections to the agenda by the commission or by staff?
I have one minor mathematical correction on that, but I'll read that when we do the page two.
That'll be fine. Any agendas before you as amended?
Mr. Chairman, I move to approve the agenda as amended by staff.
Motion made by Mr. Robbins. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. McCleskey. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. You have the minutes of the previous agenda of the previous meeting before you. With any corrections or deletions to the minutes? If none, the chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, move to approve the minutes as presented.
Motion made by Mr. Robbins. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. McCleskey. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, I have to abstain because I was absent.
Okay. Chair votes aye. Motion passes. Before we get to the page two items, I'd like to welcome you to the meeting. We do have an aggressive agenda today. While this is not a court of law, this is a quasi-judicial body, which means that the decisions rendered by this commission are appealable to the circuit court. When you come forward today, you'll be asked to state your name, who you represent, and will be placed under oath with the testimony that you provide. One thing that will happen today, I've looked over the agenda, and there are a number of protested matters. While we would like everyone to leave happy, one thing is for certain today, no one, or not everybody, will leave happy. That's a certain thing. One thing that we will promise you is that this commission will provide a fair hearing on all the matters before the commission. And with that, we'll take the page two items. Mr. Graham, thank you.
Commissioner, members of the commission, good morning. We
good
have
morning,
eight
sir.
Page two items. As you know, these are items in excess of $50,000 in cost, which have been subjected to a public interest review for which no opposition has been received, and staff is recommending approval. 2A is the item that I'll need to change the figures on. It's the Loudoun Valley Associates. They're asking authorization to construct actually a 50-foot instead of 203-foot by 32.19-foot conspan bridge over Broad Run and install 15 linear feet of sewer pipe under Broad Run in Loudoun County. As a result of that reduction in the length, the royalty that we're recommending is $2,459.25, and that would be for an encroachment of 1,609.5 square feet over state-owned bottom, still at the $1.50 square foot rate, and including the 15 feet of submerged crossing at $3 per linear foot.
Mr. Grab, before we go on, is that simply a typo
yes.
or something in there, and the applicant understands
yes.
what's going on?
It's a reduction.
Thank you.
Summarizing the others, 2B Urbana Yachting Center is requesting authorization actually to remove a portion of a marginal wharf and existing T-shaped pier, which has their fueling facilities on it, and 20 slips, and they wish to install three floating piers with 43 wet slips to relocate their fueling facilities and construct a dinghy dock at their facility on Urbana Creek in the town of Urbana. There is no royalty due to the exemption for marinas in the code. 2C Windmill Redevelopment Associations, it wants to maintenance dredge 3,200 cubic yards of material from a 100-foot entrance channel. This will restore depths to minus 7 feet. They also wish to install two 100-foot long by 24-foot wide quarry stone spurs at the end of the existing jetties at their facility on the Rappahannock River in Lancaster County. In this case, due to the nature of the material, the sandy dredge material will be used for beach nourishment. 2D, Virginia Electric and Power Company, wants to modify an existing permit. While it takes the time to construct a coal unloading facility, they wish to install temporarily two 120-foot long barges and install four temporary cluster pile dolphins to affect that offloading process. The barges and dolphins will be removed upon the completion of the coal pier. That is presently scheduled for July 1st of next summer. In this case, we're recommending a royalty of $2,000, and that would be solely for the mooring dolphins at $500 each. Western Virginia Water Authority is requesting authorization to replace an existing 30-inch sewer line with a new 36-inch sewer line, which will include seven crossings of Mudlick Creek, totaling 188 linear feet, both within the city of Roanoke and Roanoke County. We are recommending in-stream construction conditions and a time of year restriction from March 15th through June 30th. That is for the Roanoke log perch, as recommended by the Department of Game and Fisheries. 2F, Tazewell County Public Service Authority, requesting modification to their permit to include the installation of a submerged sewer line beneath 70 linear feet of the Bluestone River at three additional locations in Tazewell County. Again, we're recommending our standard in-stream permit conditions and in-stream work time of year restriction from April 15th through June 15th, and then subsequently August 15th to September 30th. This is as recommended also by DGIF, and it's to minimize impacts on the Tennessee heel splitters. In addition, an updated mussel survey and relocation is required at crossing number three, no more than 30 days prior to construction. 2G, Washington County Service Authority, is requesting authorization to install a submerged water line beneath 55 linear feet of Logan Creek and Stone Mill Creek for potable water residents to the Blackwell Chapel area of Washington County. Again, recommending approval with our standard in-stream permit conditions and in-stream time of work restrictions of February 15th to July 31st and August 15th to September 30th at Crossing 2. This is to protect certain spawning mussel and fish species. In addition, the permittee has agreed to conduct any necessary mussel and fish surveys at that crossing, as recommended by DGIF. Finally, Columbia Gas Transmission Corporation is requesting authorization to install, by a variety of methods, a total of 461 feet of 24-inch looping pipeline, which will be 3 feet below the bottom of the stream beds, through a variety of streams and counties, including Stony Creek, Mill Creek, Holmans Creek, and the North Fork of the Shenandoah River in Shenandoah County, Smith Creek, Rockingham, in Rockingham County, Naked Creek in Page County, Swift Creek in Greene County, South Anna River and Rock Creek in Louisa County, and this is all part of the Hardy Transmission Project. We're also recommending here time of year restrictions from March 15th to May 31st, August 15th to October 15th in the South Anna River, from April 15th to June 15th, and August 15th to September 30th in the North Fork of the Shenandoah River in Smith Creek in Shenandoah County, and finally May 15th, July 31st in Swift Run in Greene County. This is all based, again, on DGIF recommendations and initial muscle surveys that were conducted for this project. Given the stream crossings, we're recommending a royalty of $1,383, and that would be for the total crossings of state-owned bottom at $3 per linear foot. With that, I or members of my staff would be happy to try and answer any questions you might have regarding these projects.
Any questions for Mr. Grab or staff? Thank you, Mr. Grab. This is a public hearing. Is there anyone in the audience pro or con on the page two items that were just described? Being none, the matter is before the commission for action.
Move that we approve them as read.
Motion made by Mr. Schick to approve. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Robbins. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Chair votes aye. Motion carries. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it.